All cotton production is forecast at 13.3 million 480 pound bales, down less than 1% from last month and down 18% from last year. Yield is expected to average 784 pounds per harvested acre, down 54 pounds from last year. As of October 4th, 48% of the cotton acreage was rated in good to excellent condition, compared with 47% at this time last year. 77% of the crop had open bolls by October 4th, 5 percentage points ahead of last year, but slightly behind the 5-year average. 16% of the crop had been harvested by October 4th, 2 percentage points ahead of last year, but 2 percentage points behind the 5-year average. Weather throughout the month of September was erratic. The beginning of the month brought warm, humid weather into the south, encouraging field work and helping crops to mature. Wet conditions during the middle of the month in the eastern half of the United States slowed field work. By the third week of the month, warmer temperatures returned, except in Florida, which received significant rainfall. By month's end, dry weather continued in the Delta. However, rainy weather in the southeast led to concern about what impact it would have on the cotton crop. Record high yields are forecast in Arkansas, Kansas, and Tennessee. Cotton production in Georgia is forecast at 2.3 million bales, up 5% from last month, but down 11% from last year. In Alabama, production is forecast at 545,000 bales, down 3% from September and down 17% from last year. Florida production is expected to total 140,000 bales, up 8% from last month, but down 27% from 2014. In summary, all cotton production in the United States is forecast at 13.3 million bales in 2015, down less than 1% from last month and down 18% from last year. This is Angie Considine with the USDA National Agriculture Statistics Service.